This is the holiday shopping season that wasn't. Early figures for retail sales in November and December haven't been this bad in 30 years. Kurt Barnard is president of Barnard's Retail Consulting Group in Montclair, New Jersey. He joins me now. Good morning.
Good morning.
What happened to the holiday shopping season?
It wasn't.
As
holiday
we said.
Shopping season was one of the most remarkable ones I've seen in over 20 years. There's no question in my mind that this time it was totally driven by a profusion, by an abundance and depth of bargains that, again, is almost spectacular. And even that didn't help.
Well, if no one is buying or was buying, why is it hard to get a parking space at the mall? Seems like people are out there.
People were window shopping. They really were window shopping. But other than that, they didn't do very much buying. And you know what else they did? They looked at price tags before they looked at the product. And if the price tag wasn't quite right, they wouldn't even consider the product. And what's more, they looked at the price tag, they found the price tag to be right, and they still didn't buy.
Well, where did retailers go wrong?
Retailers went wrong in one way. First of all, we are dealing with two things here. The economy, concern about jobs, which of course is not the responsibility of the retailers. But concern about jobs, about losing jobs, and then there's joblessness. We still have a 6% unemployment rate. However, the retailers also are at fault in something else. Stores looked boring. Stores were unattractive. There was no newness there. There were no new products, the kind of products that would fall into the must-have category, the kind of products that spoke to you and said, hey, buy me. You must have me. You can't live without me. And the stores themselves were just ho-hum, humdrum sort of things. It seems that retailers have begun to take the customer for granted. And that is a shame. It is something that very clearly will have to change in the future, because this way consumers will say, why should I go shopping if everything they sell is the same thing? All you have to do is go to any mall today. The only way you can tell two stores apart is by the name on the door. They all look alike.
What was anyone successful at luring customers? Consumers?
Sorry, didn't get that.
Anyone successful at luring consumers this holiday season?
Yes, there's a company set by the name of the Shopper Image, which was very successful, certainly in bringing up new products and exciting products. And their sales were very good as a result. But there's also no question that most department stores and most specialty stores sort of just went through the motion of having sale signs, 50% off. That was the only way in which they hoped to be able to attract consumers and get them to buy. But it didn't work.
Now, just briefly and very briefly, what about the future? Retailers, do they simply wait it out?
They will have to do a lot of serious soul searching as we go forward, because we are going to be in a very challenging environment, both for retailers and consumers and for the economy in general.
Thank you very much. Kurt Barnard is president of Barnard's Retail Consulting Group.